It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. Dan Manley with Ivan Rawls as we get set for the final game of the opening day of this 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. And the final game coming up, it'll be the Franklin County Lady Flyers, the Lady Jags of North Laurel, trying to move on to a Friday quarterfinal round matchup against the Butler Bearettes. So right now, Ivan Rawls is caught up with the head coach of the Franklin County Lady Flyers, Joey Thacker. Let's go to Ivan.
I'm here with the head coach of the Lady Flyers of Franklin County, Coach Joey Thacker. And, Coach, you can probably think of 100 different places you'd rather be than here at Rupp Arena on a Wednesday night at a Girls Sweet 16.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, it's not a bad way for entertainment, I guess. No, we're just tickled to be back. You know, last year we laid an egg, and, boy, it was hard to swallow. But these kids have responded all year, and you know, we feel like we're playing well at the right time. But boy, we got a heck of an opponent tonight.
The schedule you've played this year has prepared you for what you think you can see should you continue to advance this week.
Well, I hope so. You know, you never know until you get them under the bright lights. We always talked about, you know, is your field goal percentage dropped 10% in Sweet 16 because they're not used to being in a big arena. You know, so I hope that's not the case. But if North Law does that, that means they'll still shoot 40 because they shoot 50% as a team. So we'll see, you know.
Coming into this week, of course, when the blind draw first happened, everybody was like, oh, the other half of the bracket. Boy, there's the powerhouses over. Hey, this is not a shabby bracket. There's some quality teams, and we've seen that today. You've got a quality matchup in the first round yourself.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean, it is loaded in the bottom. But there's some really good teams in the top bracket that have all been here, you know. So that matters in this setting. So we'll see. But I think it's going to be a great tournament.
I think people that have followed your team all season long have seen the maturation of this team, seen them face adversity. Right. What has been the thing that you've been most pleased with on this journey?
We've continued to guard. You know, I mean, we've really hung our hat on trying to make defensive plays the second half of games and try to limit what other teams wanted to do. And most of the time we've done that. And we're pretty deep. We can guard by committee, and we can guard at multiple positions with different people, and we have to do that tonight.
As just a fan of the game, when you look at this North Laurel team, what is something you like, wow, I like what Coach Mahan and these girls do?
Well, they don't really change a whole lot. You know, it's a they do a really good job of putting you in positions to guard their best players where you can't really come help. And that's good from a schematic standpoint that they've done. We got to figure some things out. I'll also tell you that they may be one of the best post-passing teams that we've watched or played against in a number of years.
A lot of times you've come here, you've had sensational guard play. Who has to be that guard this week for you to have the success that you would like to see your team have?
Well, it's got to be Leah Hogan. You know, she's made play after play for us in the postseason. She did that last year. We hope she continues to do that. And then our young point guards, you know, Logan Kennedy, Mikhail Wheeler, sophomore, freshman. You know, how will the bright lights bother them? You know, can they get off to a good start in a situation like this? We'll see.
And finally, Coach, the stat that you're looking at the most in this matchup, do you say, hey, we've got to do this well or we're in trouble?
Well, we can't let them play volleyball with it. You know, they match our size at a lot of positions, and we have immediate issues if they get 2-3 looks at the basket on each possession.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck as always.
Thank you.
All right, that's Joey Thacker, head coach for the Lady Flyers of Franklin County. We'll take a 90-second timeout when we return. More here from the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Eddie Mahan is the head coach of the North Laurel Lady Jaguars, and Ivan Rawls has him ready to talk right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Lady Jaguars of North Laurel, Coach Eddie Mahan. And, Coach, when you make that trip here and you don't fulfill a dream one time, the goal is, hey, let's get back here and see if we can't fix a few things and get that ultimate goal. I know you've got to appreciate this opportunity once again after coming out of a really tough region.
There's no doubt you appreciate that, and that's what this whole season's about, is appreciation. These kids have worked hard to get here all year. It hasn't always been pretty. We've had to win some ugly games, and we've had to go through some lumps and lose a few too, but they were dedicated to get back. They wanted to come in and work hard. No, we lost a good senior last year to Emily Sizemore, who obviously had a great tournament here last year as well too. So there's a lot of doubt, and they really kind of fed off that doubt to come back because they didn't believe that people should be doubting that much. They wanted to come back. So you're right, it was a tough region, and we came out of it.
What were the challenges this year that maybe you learned from as you got going through this season that you think will benefit you in this week?
Well, we're even stronger in the post. Obviously, Chloe McKnight has become a whole lot more consistent, I think, than what she was last year. Last year, she had those flashes of being really good. This year, she's been a whole lot more consistent for us, and that's going to be a key throughout this tournament. But then also, we have a freshman, Marielle Claybrook, who's about 6'2 as well, who can come in, not just give some minutes, but we can show a bigger look. And she has versatility to be able to come out on the floor as well, too. So, obviously, I think one of our strengths now is really in the paint. And then, obviously, Brooke Nicholson, both in transition and getting to the basket, she helps us out a tremendous amount as well, too.
The Lady Flyers are a program that is accustomed to being here in recent years under Coach Thacker. When you look at this program, you look at this edition of the Lady Flyers, what stands out to you?
Well, they're good. I mean, they got length, they got athleticism. You know, usually when we see a team, we can see how we're going to attack them, because either we have the matchup inside that we can go to, or we could say, Brent Nielsen, your athleticism, you're going to carry us a little bit more in this game. They have both as well, so it's going to be interesting to see which one has more athleticism, which one has more size, and how it comes out actually on the floor.
When you're scouting this team, maybe what is the one thing that you looked at and the coaching staff talked about? It's like, boy, they do that really good, and boy, that is a scary component that this team possesses.
Well, they play through their post as well, just like us. It's a little bit different. They can move her to the high post, short corner, things like that. But she is such a great passer, and they got some great shooters out there as well. So it's a really tough matchup for everybody. And then they have the athleticism to really guard you. So there's not a real weakness in that team. And that's what you're going to go against some of the better teams in the state when you come in. There's no difference here.
What's been the talk with your ladies the last couple of days in preparation for tonight and a potential run through this bracket?
Sticking to our strengths. We got to make sure we come out. You know, players like Brooke Nicholson, Chloe McKnight has to take a lot on their shoulders. But then our others have to come out, and they have to play their game as well, too. We got some great shooters, some good ball handlers. They're going to have to really be efficient on those things as well for us to be a team like the Flyers.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Eddie Mahan, the head coach for Lady Jaguars of North Laurel. We're going to take a two-minute timeout as we come up on the 15-minute mark here of this opening round matchup. It's the last matchup of day one. The winner will go on to play in the quarterfinal rounds, and they'll play Butler Traditional High School, who everyone in the game. Just prior to this, you're listening to the Mingy's Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Team's warming up here at Rupp Arena. We're located just above, well, pretty much right at the top of the key, at one end of the floor. The Lady Jags of North Laurel warming up right in front of us, and get a chance to look. And again, their post player is unquestionably Chloe McKnight, 6'3".
Yeah.
They have a freshman, Mariella Claybrook. They list her at 6'2", and I'm going to say maybe 6'1". Just as they stand side by side, just trying to. Does that make a lot of difference? Maybe not a lot. But the important thing was to say, even though she's only a freshman, they have a second large player, and this is a Franklin County team, Ivan. That they'll cause you to need extra size.
Yeah, they have length. When you talk about Julian Frazee, who is really their post player. But then when you talk about Shropshire, Rachel Shropshire, she is about as long as a player that you'll see, even though she plays a lot out on the perimeter, has the ability to shoot. But she provides extra length in this defense that really creates a lot of problems. And that's what I'll be interested to see, in the fact that we are behind the Franklin County bench. We're going to get an education today, Dan. I mean, we've already had a chance to see three excellent coaches, you know, at their craft today, and see them draw plays and schematics. But, you know, Joey Thacker, you know, you said earlier today about Scott Sybil's just, you know, digest the game of basketball. And Joey Thacker, it doesn't matter what sport he's coaching. You know, he's a tactician. That's what he does. That's what he really thrives on. And it'll be interesting to see as this game goes, and depending on how it's going, to kind of see how he operates every time he gets a chance to talk to his ladies during a timeout. I am just going to be amazed at how this game plays out from a tactical standpoint as we get through this.
North Laurel is 29-5 coming in here. They are winners of 11 in a row. They haven't lost since back on February the 10th, so it's been about a month since they lost. Before that, you go back into to January 27th when they lost to Knox Central. I wonder if that one-point loss wasn't maybe a little wake-up call for them in a way, getting ready for regional play. They seem to have really picked it up since that point in time. Lost a couple of early games to Pikeville and Corbin in those among those five losses. Meanwhile, Franklin County, they've won 16 games in a row. The last time the Lady Flyers lost a game was January the 13th. So they've gone a couple of months without losing a game and putting on those 16 wins in a row. They lost to Corbin 66-63. I think it's kind of interesting. They lost to Corbin, and one of their losses to North Laurel was to Corbin back early in the season. So, hey, coming on to knock the Lady Hounds out in the championship game of that 13th region, this North Laurel team beat them 61-49. A little bit of a payback to get here to the state tournament. North Laurel has not won a state championship, but Laurel County won a bunch. So they, the people in Laurel County, they've got a taste for it. Franklin County has never won a state championship, but they have been runners-up on four different occasions and three times in the last 10 years. They were runners-up in 1980. They were runners-up in 2016, 2017, 2018. And they're back for another go-around to see what they can do here tonight and starting out against this North Laurel team. In what I think Joey Thacker feels like is a favorable bracket, and yet it's going to be certainly a real challenge for anybody to work through based on what we have seen from the teams today. And in case you're joining us, having been with us throughout the day, Bowling Green beat Owsley County 46-44 in our first game today. McCracken County over Russell 50-33 in game two. Bowling Green and McCracken County, the McCracken County, the defending state runner-up, they'll play at 11 a.m. on Friday. And then the Butler Bearettes knocking off Anderson County with a late flurry, really. Close game all the way, 58-49. Butler wins, and they move into the semifinal or the quarterfinal round against the winner of this game. Tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, Bethlehem and Pike will open things up at 11 o'clock. And then the 1:30 game is Owensboro and Henderson County. Tomorrow night, Clark County and Sacred Heart, and then Cooper and Danville Christian play in the nightcap. We'll be back. More on our pregame show. We'll take a closer look at these two teams' numbers coming into tonight's game. After we step out 90 seconds, you're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Ivan Rawls, always amazing when we come to these state tournaments, the number of outstanding young players. And we got a couple of teams here. I mean, they're gonna lose a couple of key components, but both teams are gonna come back with most of their roster intact next year.
Well, you know, one of the things I was hoping for this year, damn, coming here knowing that I didn't get to see him during the regular season, was to see North Laurel get here because I wanted to see Brooke Nicholson in person again. You know, I thought she was one of the more dynamic performers a year ago in this tournament, and I wanted to see her maturation. You know, we talk about this group of juniors across the state, and they're a talented group of juniors, and she's one of them. And you know, her athleticism and her abilities just wowed me a year ago. And I just said, I would love to see get to see her again in person. You know, I've seen her on film, But I wanted to see her in person again, and I hope she continues to be as built as she's been throughout this season, because I think we've got some unique matchups in this game potentially if these teams decide to go man at times during this game. Both of these teams can play really good zones. They can cause you some problems with their size in the zone. But if they go to man, I want to see a few matchups out here tonight that just in my mind I think would be interesting to watch.
You want to see Nicholson on Shropshire. And Shropshire is a player who, when we saw her, I thought she was very passive early in the season. And then as the game went along, all of a sudden she decided, hey, it's time.
Yeah.
And when she decided it was time, look out. If you saw Shropshire playing at her high level offensively and Nicholson guarding at her high level defensively, that's a great one-on-one matchup.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the thing that Shropshire will have going for her tonight is that Leah Hogan is back into the mix. The last time we saw Franklin County, she wasn't in the mix. It did allow a couple of the younger players to have to come to the forefront for Coach Thacker. But, you know, that's the one thing that Shropshire will have going for her tonight. If the North Laurel has to go man at any point in time or decide to go to man to help Shropshire out if she does get matched up with Nicholson. But this is going to be some fun elements to this game, and to see the chess match back and forth between these opposing coaches. They're just trying to gain an advantage. You know, in these games, Dan, two or three possessions can make a difference. You know, whether it propels the team to an 8-10 point lead at any point in time in this game and put pressure on the other team, or whether it's just to make sure that late in the game that you take away a couple of key opportunities for a team to steal a victory.
Nicholson averages 17.8 points a game. Chloe McKnight, 13.8, and everybody else is under 10. Franklin County, they're just, they got a lot of players that can score. Certainly, they are not going to depend. Hogan averages just over 11 points a game, but and then everybody else is just in the 7, 8, 9 point range, and they got a bunch of them that can score there. Hence, from a defensive standpoint, can make it pretty tough on a team to know, hey, we better be ready for anybody. We better guard everybody, because we never know who's going to get that hot hand and can possibly shoot us into a deficit rather quickly. So, hey, we're getting ready for the pregame activities, and we're going to head down to our public address announcer in just a moment to get the pregame activities going on.
And remove your caps as we honor our nation with the playing of our national anthem. Tonight's anthem is recorded by Ja'Kayla Pettis of Hopkinsville High School.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed had the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
Yeah, a young lady from Hopkinsville High School singing the national anthem. That was pre-recorded, but, hey, didn't matter if it was pre-recorded. Pretty good.
I just wish somebody would have turned off the fan or whatever was going on behind her, but she delivered. And I was hoping you was going to ask me how many voices was in that one. I was going to get that one right.
You're going to get one right.
I was going to get one right. Finally.
Yeah.
I was waiting on it. I was like, Dan's going to give this one to me. It's a softball on a tee on this one.
How about these T-shirts that Franklin County's got on? They're in white uniforms, gold numerals trimmed in dark blue. And let's get our starting lineups introduced right now.
For the 2024 Biggie Beef Jerky Girls State Basketball Tournament. Tonight's contest features the champions of Region 13 with a record of 29-5. Welcome the Lady Jaguars of North Laurel. They'll take on our champions of Region 11 with a record of 29-6. Let's welcome the Lady Flyers of Franklin County. Fans, at this time, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now let's meet our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. From North Laurel, a guard, 5'7 senior, number 00, Jalen Black. From Franklin County, a forward, 5'8 junior, number 4, Madison Jackson. From North Laurel, a guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 5, Haley Combs. From Franklin County, a guard, 5'6 junior, number 5, Leia Hogan. From North Laurel, at guard, a 5'11 junior, number 21, Brooke Nicholson. From Franklin County, at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 12, Rachel Shropshire. From North Laurel, a forward, 5'9 senior, number 35, Gracie McKnight. From Franklin County, at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 23, Logan Kennedy. From North Laurel at center, a 6'3" senior, number 54, Chloe McKnight. And from Franklin County, a center, a 6'2" junior, number 33, Juliana Frazee. Head coach for North Laurel is Eddie Mahan. And the head coach for Franklin County, Mr. Joey Thacker. Your officials for tonight's games are Quentin Horton, Daniel Morris, and Madison Jones, and our alternate official is Kenneth Kegley.
All right, we are ready to go. Our coverage of this girls' Sweet 16 is brought to you in part by the Family Wealth Group. They're our lead sponsor, and we appreciate them, and we appreciate you thinking about them. If you're ready to start talking retirement, the Family Wealth Group is ready to help you. They have offices in Lexington. They have contacts, though, all over Kentucky. And, hey, they are where Kentucky retires. Yeah, get a hold of the Kentucky Wealth, the Family Wealth Group, and let them help you retire here in the state of Kentucky. As the North Laurel Lady Jags are in green uniforms, white numerals, and blue shoes. That's their colors, blue and green. And everybody dressed out in those blue shoes. Franklin County wearing the bright pink socks, Ivan.
Yeah, and I think that's tribute to Natasha Thacker, the wife of Coach Joey Thacker. I think she's been going through some health issues with cancer, and I think that's what they're doing. That's kind of one of their things they've done throughout the season.
Shropshire at 6'1" into jump center against Chloe McKnight at 6'3". And the official tosses the ball, and it's tipped, and North Laurel gets it. They'll move off as they travel right to left on your dial offensively here in this first half of play. And Haley Combs sends down the left side. They go right into McKnight, and they overthrow her, and it's picked up in there by Shropshire. Heading down the floor with the ball is Logan Kennedy. Kennedy is only about 5'7", but she has 6 inches of hair on top, so she looks a lot taller than she is. Interesting hairstyle. She dribbles off to the right wing. Now backs up and looks in. They're trying to measure the defense, and it is a zone put up by North Laurel. Here penetrating on the right side, but giving it right back up to Logan Kennedy over there. Here is Hogan moving to the top of the key, and now Kennedy drives in on the right. She walked.
Terrible, yeah.
Got caught between two players.
Got hung up there, trying to really force the issue there. And sometimes you just got to back up and, you know, reset your offense sometimes. Don't force the issue in a situation.
So North Laurel with the ball. The Lady Jags, Haley Combs, leaves it off to Nicholson, who lost it. Dribbled off her leg, but recovers and still has a dribble. Comes down, goes down the right side, trying to get to the basket, taken away. Hogan got it. Or Hogan's running ahead, and they give it off to Kennedy on the left side. Goes in, lays it up and in.
They got out and took advantage of a run there. And you saw Brooke Nicholson try to force the issue. And sometimes, like I said, you know, you've got to reset in these situations.
So now there's a high screen set going right and going all the way under the basket, missing the driving layup is Haley Combs. The ball's lost out of bounds by Franklin County, though, and it'll be played by North Laurel.
Yeah, it was too easy right there to get into the paint for North Laurel. I know Coach Thacker can't like that.
Combs, just a sophomore, kind of running the point, and now outside with the ball is Jalen Black. She is a 5'7 senior. And also out on the perimeter, they'll have Gracie McKnight. The guy goes in, and Nicholson drives right side, puts it up, got it partially blocked, gets the ball back, goes back up with it, blocked again, and finally the rebound is taken by Juliana Frazee, and Franklin County has it. Long pass down the right side. Driving in is Hogan, but turned away. Back out to Kennedy. They'll kind of reset the offense right now. Madison Jackson over on the left wing. They go to high post to Frazee. Right back to Kennedy, and backs away and looks back to Coach Joey Thacker, who trying to tell his team what he wants them to do here on the offense against this zone defense. Shropshire deep in the right corner, and now gives back out to Kennedy. Nothing there. High post, Frazee. Frazee back to Kennedy, and left side there is a three-point shot put up that is no good by Madison Jackson, and North Laurel has the rebound. Franklin leads 2-0. We play 2.5 minutes. Defenses have ruled so far in this game. Out front, Haley Combs with it. Bounces it high, post to Chloe McKnight. And then she throws a bad pass, but Nicholson gets it. Goes down the lane, jump stop, gets her shot blocked. Rebound, we're going to get a jump ball. As tying up Kennedy for North Laurel was going to be Logan. Well, Logan Kennedy was tied up by McKnight. But the possession arrows with Franklin County, so the Lady Flyers have it. And I mean, the offenses are struggling in this one.
They really are. And it's the way these two teams, especially on the interior, can really clog up the lane.
Kennedy, Shropshire, right side Hogan, down in the lane, trying to go for the basket is Jackson. Gives it back out. Shropshire now high to Frazee. Try to go back to Nicholson. Ball knocked away, but Kennedy able to rescue it. And Kennedy will bring it back out again. They'll reset the offense. Driving in, going for the basket. Jackson puts it up, no good. Frazee puts it back up and in.
Now, Frazee, very opportunistic there. Is, again, Hogan forced the issue right there. I thought maybe she got away with a little off arm in the body there, but no call, and the advantage came to Franklin County.
Franklin County, a 4-0 lead. Here's Chloe McKnight, the big center. Frazee right behind her. She turns into the lane, puts up a short jumper. Good.
Well, McKnight kept that ball high the entire time, didn't allow anybody to come in and disrupt her ability to shoot over top of Frazee.
Lady Jags are on the board. It's 4-2. Franklin County ready to make a change here in a moment. Kiana Taylor, a 6-foot junior, is going to come in. Lady Flyers with it on offense. Frazee goes deep in the right corner to take it down. Gives back out to Kennedy. They rotate it left. Now give it back into Frazee, who flashes into the lane, but nothing there. Kennedy over to Hogan. Now to Jackson on the right wing. They're just throwing it back and forth, trying to get something quick, and now ball knocked away. Nicholson made the defensive play. North Laurel gets the ball. Into the game for North Laurel. They have Mariella Claybrook, the 6'2 freshman, in there right now. Spinning around outside is Haley Combs. Gives over on the left wing to Black. Black in some trouble. She's killed a dribble. Now gets it knocked away so she can dribble again. But doesn't have anything and just leaves it back out deep to Claybrook. Now they go in trying to get the ball inside to McKnight. It's taken away. Lead pass. Kennedy gets it ahead to Hogan, we got a jump ball down there, too.
Great job of Black right there getting their hands on that ball.
So it's going to be North Laurel's basketball. Substitutions are made. Coming out for Franklin County are going to be Leah Hogan and Rachel Shropshire as they get...
And they don't lose much
in
return in players.
Another big player in there, Kiana Taylor, down on the inside. And down the right baseline, shot put up no good by Nicholson, but she is fouled. And will go to the line to shoot a couple of shots. The personal foul is going to go against Franklin County's Madison Jackson, her first. And we're under 3 minutes to go. We're going to get a media timeout. We got a low scoring game going so far, but Franklin County leads the North Laurel 4-2. 2:47 to go first quarter. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Franklin County Coach Joey Thacker, he may be on KET next week doing an art show, the drawing. I mean, he was working hard on that clipboard drawing out what he wanted his team to do.
You know Bob Ross has that spot permanently.
Here's the free throw.
Happy little clown.
Put up and good by Nicholson.
A happy little clown.
Brooke Nicholson knocks down a pair of free throws, has her first 2 points. And we are tied for the second time in the game at 4 apiece. Lady Flyers come down. North Laurel is going to stay in a zone. It's a 2-3, I believe.
Yeah.
But, again, they're matching up. I mean, when teams really extend the matchup, then it becomes more like a zone man, demand defense almost. Kennedy into the game is Micaiah Wheeler, 5'4 freshman. On the point right now, over on the left side, there's a jump shot of three put up and good by Madison Jackson.
Got the defense to contract a little bit, got them closer to the rim and a better shot.
7-4, Franklin County. Here they dump it in low to McKnight. Gives it up, gets it back. McKnight into the lane over Frazee, and she missed it, left it way short. Good defense by Frazee not to get the foul. Franklin County races down. Jackson doesn't take the shot over the left wing this time. Gives it back on the perimeter, and the Flyers, now they go down in low, and putting up a short jumper that is no good as Kiana Taylor gets her own rebound back on the perimeter. Now, they dump it, a beautiful feed down underneath and laying it up and in is Kiana Taylor.
Wheeler did a great job of being patient and finding that. Didn't take an ill-advised shot, but kept her eyes up towards the basket there.
9-4, the lead for Franklin County now. Nicholson gets a high screen, drives for the basket, goes through the lane, jump stop, missed it, kicks the rebound over the left baseline, and now a little short jumper is put up and good. Rolled over the rim for Jalen Black, and they needed that basket, and Nicholson keeping it alive, Ivan.
Yeah.
It was big that time. Doesn't show up in the stat book that much, but Franklin County with it and under a minute to play now in the first quarter. Wheeler with it beyond the top of the key. Left side, Taylor. Back to Wheeler. Drives through. Kicked it off her foot. Out of bounds. It'll be North Laurel's ball.
Yeah, that's, you know, with Hogan now coming back in the game, you'll wonder if she'll be more of a ball handler now. You know, we seen Wheeler play earlier this year when she had to assume that top role as a primary ball handler. And, you know, she's been known to be loose with the ball at times.
Crazy comes out as Shropshire is back in. And also back into the jack to the lineup for Franklin County is Hogan. And now Nicholson has it taken away. That's reaching in, Jackson came up with a steal.
Double dribble.
And double dribbled. And
well, I thought, you know, what North Laurel was getting ready to do is going to have Knight come up. It's going to do that high pick and roll action with her and Brooke Nicholson. I thought was a good play call.
Haley Combs dribbles left. Across the key, doesn't have anything, looks for help now. She's in trouble. Able to bounce it into McKnight, fans it in the right corner to Cooper. Combs out top of the key. A three is missed, but McKnight, the rebound, puts it back up, no good off the glass, but got fouled. And that personal will be on Kiana Taylor, and McKnight's going to get to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws.
Saw the immediate absence of Juliana Frazee not being in the game for Franklin County right there is McKnight. They would go in there and grab a strong offensive rebound off the miss.
Free throws up and no good. Hit it off the back of the iron. Hand slaps from the two players on the lineup for North Laurel after a missed free throw. Outlaw it. Do not let players to do that when you miss a free throw. McKnight puts this one in. Maybe you should. Maybe it works. Encouragement,
yeah. Yeah. We got you.
9-7 our score now. Franklin County's lead back down to 2. Shropshire deep in the left corner has dribbled. Gives it back on the perimeter to Wheeler. Now Wheeler into the lane. Missed the driving shot well off the mark. Rebounded by, she had to put that one up. Rebounded by North Laurel. Coming out of there with it was the freshman, Mariella Craybrook. And the first quarter is come to an end. 9-7 the lead for Franklin County over North Laurel. And we'll be back with second quarter action coming up here in 1 minute.
Quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
In that opening quarter, North Laurel making only 2 of 9 field goal attempts, missed their only 3. Franklin County was 4 of 8. North Laurel leads in rebounding 6-5. Franklin County with 3 assists. North Laurel did not have an assist. Boy, don't you appreciate that statistic, Ivan? The assist. So many times, it tells a story that never gets looked at that much that really is a great explanation of how a game goes.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, the credit that they give in hockey for the assist, I think, is so great. And the assist to the assist, basically, in hockey, I think that is a great valued stat.
For Franklin County, turning in the lane, Taylor goes in, kisses it off the glass. Good. Kiana Taylor, 6-foot junior, with her second field goal coming off the bench. 11-7, Lady Flyers.
Did it go high with that against the defense of McKnight?
Now they go inside to McKnight, who fans it, breaking for the basket. Then the freshman goes under, takes the pass, and lays it up and in.
Excellent pass.
Marielle Claybrook.
That's why you pass the ball down inside, Dan. You know, the good bigs can make things happen even when they're not scoring.
11-9. Franklin County the lead in the ball. Taylor at a high post. In the middle of that zone, wants the ball, doesn't get it. Right side, a three is on the way, and good. And that's Shropshire. Shropshire knocking down a three.
You got to move her off her spot because she just gets to look at it. She's pretty good.
Her first points of the game, second three of the game by the Lady Flyers. Northwell doesn't have a three yet. Here's Claybrook, the freshman dribbling outside, going to drive, and now backs up. Thought she was going to take a three, didn't. Going for the basket, down inside, blocked out of bounds as they got the ball to Jalen Black, and as she went up for it, Micaiah Wheeler, the freshman right there, blocked it out of bounds. And Wheeler at about 5'4". How about that, Ivan?
And they were trying to really space the floor a little bit there with North Laurel, but just the athleticism of Franklin County allows them to be able to come and make a defensive play like that.
Wheeler comes out. Hogan is back in. McKnight deep in the corner takes it outside. Claybrook didn't have anything. Now Black backs away. Black's a 5'7 senior. She doesn't weigh much, Ivan. I mean, she's a really thin player. Here is Claybrook. Didn't have a shot. Now penetrating, going into the lane, flipping it up, no good. Missing that shot is Combs, but we get a whistle and a foul. And that personal will be against Leah Hogan. It's spelled L-E-I-A. I would call that Leah, but no, it's Leah. You know, you get to pronounce it the way you want to, and it's Leah. Free throw is up and no good by Haley Combs, looking for her first point of the game. She'll have another free throw. Nicholson's going to come out and get a breather. And in to replace her for the Lady Jags is starter Gracie McKnight, 5'9 senior.
Just in case her mom's listening, I'm going to call her what her mom calls her, Leah. I'm not even going to fight that battle.
There you go. Combs puts it up and in. And it is 14-10 Franklin County. Kennedy looking into Frazee. She and McKnight are body-to-body in there, but they don't go into her. Now here is Hogan with the ball. Frazee comes out high to take it. Hands it back to Kennedy. Makes a little move right side. Then dumps
nice.
A beautiful pass down and putting it up in is Frazee. And we get a foul as well that'll go against Gracie McKnight.
Great two-person game right there, Dan. From the passer to the receiver right there. Just that great connection there.
Frazee made a really nice move to the basket too. And the pass was right on the mark. Taylor comes out for Franklin County. In to replace her is Madison Jackson. And Frazee steps to the line. She has 4 points. Trying to extend the lead to 7, and she does. Rattles it in. 17-10, Lady Flyers. Here's Haley Combs, the sophomore at 5'6". Across the timeline. Being guarded out there by Hogan. Can't beat her on the dribble. Gives it up to Gracie McKnight. Now they go into Chloe McKnight. Turns into lane against Frazee. Flips a shot up and it doesn't go. Rebound taken by Hogan, who races down, but North Lowell does a great job of getting back. Kennedy out front. Right side. There's a three on the way. It's no good. Left short. Rebound picked out by McKnight off that miss by Hogan. So another chance for North Lowell to try to cut into this 7-point lead, 5:15 to go in the half. Dribbling on the right side. Combs could have put up a shot but didn't. Keeps the dribble. Now bounces it over to Claybrook. Claybrook goes into the lane. Short jumper good.
Oh, old school. She went old school right there to Claybrook. She kind of posted up way out on the floor to get herself right there to a very good makeable shot.
She has 2 field goals off the bench. Cuts the Franklin County lead to 5. We're down to 4:50 left in the first half. Frazee at a high post, puts it on the deck, challenges McKnight, but can't get a shot away. Going down the right side, gives it back out.
McKnight did a great job of moving her feet right there on Frazee.
Yeah, McKnight, you can tell she has improved, hasn't she?
Yes.
There's a shot right side, good, and there, once again, is Shropshire knocking down a 3 to make it 20-12.
They make you have to guard them all over the floor, does this Franklin County team.
Shropshire with 2 3-point field goals. 6'1 senior. And here's Nicholson. Nicholson is a player they need to get into the game. Yeah. Offensively going for the bucket. Flips it up. No good. Comes off the rim. Rebound. Gracie McKnight gets it back. So they'll reset the offense. Nicholson has a pair of free throws in the game so far. Here's Combs. Combs driving into the lane against Hogan. Vince sends it right side to Claybrook. She puts it on the deck, goes into the lane, spins, weaves, little up and under, flips it up and in with the left hand.
All right, great job by Claybrook. No doubt coming in this game, the focus is on stopping Nicholson, so it needed somebody else out on the perimeter to step up their game. Claybrook's been that person.
20-14, Claybrook with six. Into Frazee it goes, challenging McKnight down the right baseline, but again, can't get a shot away. They double down on her. That's sent it left side, and an open shot is put up. No good, but rebounded by Shropshire up and in.
Opportunistic, again, by Franklin County. They're relentless right now on the glass.
22-14, Shropshire with 8 points, and we got a timeout taken by North Laurel. And Coach Joey Packer is up applauding his team right in front of us. We've got 3:14 left to play here in this opening half of action, an 8-point lead for Franklin County when we come back in 30 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You know, Makai Wheeler, the little freshman, she came in for Franklin County and gave them really good minutes. We may not see her again in this game, but boy, for about 4 minutes, she was really valuable to this Franklin County team.
Yeah, and the name of the game has been defense so far. It's been the superior defense by Franklin County in this first half.
North Laurel down by 8 with the ball. Nicholson gets it. They almost take it away from her. It's a loose ball, and we get a whistle and a foul.
Yeah.
And let's see who's going to be on.
Should be on Jackson, I think.
They
cut him on Nicholson.
No, Nicholson. Nicholson gets the foul call. Her first.
I mean, she got rolled up on. I mean, really?
Sure appeared that way. 3 minutes to go. Franklin can't get the ball back. They can take it out to a double-figure lead with a basket here. Charlize Kennedy is in for Franklin County right now, a 5'5 junior. They dump it in the lane. With the ball is Madison Jackson. Now gets back out, and there is Kennedy putting in a 17-foot jumper.
Well, they're playing well right now.
Logan Kennedy with her second field goal, 24-14. Here's Chloe McKnight. Dribbles around Frazee and then falls down and got fouled. Chloe McKnight will get a couple of shots trying to help out defensively was Logan Kennedy and picked up that foul, and now we get another timeout before the free throws are attempted by McKnight. 2:30 left in the first half. Franklin County has opened a 10-point lead on North Laurel, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Seven members of the Franklin County staff with Joey Thacker. They have matching shirts on, men and women, very nice. But you know who's on staff. I really like the way they have done it. Right now, North Laurel needs points. They're down by 10. Just under 2.5 to play here. Out beyond the top of the key is Haley Combs. And gives it to Claybrook, who's played well off the bench. They try to go inside to Nicholson. They knock it away. Franklin County playing that tough defense, and They've come up with another steal. Coming down is Charlize Kennedy. Hands it over on the left side, and let's see who's got another new player into the game. That's Alexandria Newton, a 5'8 senior who's in the game. Charlize Kennedy gives it across the top of the key to Logan Kennedy. They're just working the perimeter right now, minute 52 to go. Frazee at a high post takes it, hands it right back to Kennedy. Not really sensing they're fighting to get a shot right now that much, but they're burning some clock with some young players or some players that don't play as much in the game right now. Logan Kennedy, Charlize Kennedy, back and forth they go. Down the right side, now they go into Frazee again. And breaking for the basket, Kennedy missed the diving layup. And on the rebound, we get a jump ball. Battling and fighting for the ball is Charlize Kennedy tying up Mariella Claybrook, and the possession arrow will give it to North Laurel with a minute 21 to play in the half. And coming out of the Franklin County lineup now is Alexandria Newton. Coach Joey Thacker trying to give everybody a little playing time here in this first half, obviously.
Yeah, he really is. And like I said, he's had the luxury of, throughout the season, of multiple players getting big minutes.
Here's Chloe McKnight. Couldn't get a shot away. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with North Laurel.
Well, he's got some interchangeable parts. Man, this is really a solid squad that Coach Thacker has.
They look to get it in. Trouble. They finally do. Down in the corner. They can't even get it on the right side of the floor to get it to Brooke Nicholson.
Yeah, it's basically, look at that.
Try to get it to her. The ball deflected out of bounds by the Lady Flyers. Over there to get a hand on the ball was Madison Jackson.
I mean, they just keep coming at you. I mean.
And Wells is back into the game right now. I mean, Mikhail Wheeler, little 5'4 freshman, comes in to replace.
You know, when you talk
Logan
about
Kennedy.
How they play and the personnel, you know, Franklin County and George Rogers Clark may have, you know, the deepest teams when you talk about quality of depth and similar roles that they feel when they come in.
Now for North Laurel, they get into the game. Emma Carl, a 5'4 eighth grader. Carl takes the entry pass, gives it right back to point guard Haley Combs. Combs dribbles right, goes back over on the right side to Carl. Now into Nicholson, McKnight, and it's deflected away, but cracking it down is Combs near the timeline, so North Laurel still has it. Well, this is a 2-3 zone, very aggressive. I mean, they are after it. They're looking for deflections, and the pass, they try to go inside of McKnight. It's knocked away and taken away. And we've got Frazee, who went down with an injury. She is laying back, and now they stop play, and she's holding that right leg.
It's that low, the right ankle.
It's the right ankle.
Yeah, I think when she went to try to make a play on the ball, and she did get her hand on the ball, and she kind of stepped on the heel of somebody, because she almost went down almost immediately.
She's in a lot of pain right now. Sometimes, you know, the moment to get you, and you get frightened, and you think you might be worse than you are, but they're going to help her up.
She says she can't put any. She's looking at Coach Thacker like, I can't put any weight on that right leg, and he's going to help assist get her off.
So, coming back into the game for the Lady Flyers will be Kiana Taylor. They're going to help Frazee down at the end of the bench, and that's a complexion changer in this game.
It is, because she's the only one with the physical size that can match up with McKnight down on the inside. They have length. And it may create different dynamics, but she's the only one with the physical size that can keep McKnight off that block.
They want to get her to back to the locker room, I think, and they're helping right now. Here's Franklin County with the ball. Charlize Kennedy gives to Makai Wheeler, who drives into the lane, shovels it off in there, left baseline shot, put up no good. Whistle and a foul that's going to send Kiana Taylor to the free throw line for a couple of shots as a personal will go against Chloe McKnight. That's her first foul. And to the line, Kiana Taylor, who has 4 points on a pair of field goals in the game. Only 7.1 seconds to go in the first half. Free throw good.
You see how McKnight had to come out on the floor a little bit there to try to stop Taylor, and that's where the advantage is gained, not having Frazee.
Shots are up and good, 26-14. This is a team that averages 55 points a game in North Laurel, and they are sitting on 14 with 7 seconds to go here in the half.
And then Nicholson loses the ball and then gets called for a foul. Well, a lot of things Coach Mahan's going to be talking about at halftime with his team.
So Franklin County with 3 seconds to go. They get it in to Kennedy, who launches a long shot that will be well short. And the first half is over. But Franklin County, after this game was really close to the first quarter, after they led 11-9, a 15-5 run, and the Lady Flyers are out in front, 26-14 here at halftime. Stick around. We got a special halftime guest coming up. Daryl Billings is going to join us when we return after this 90-second timeout on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
It's halftime here at Rupp Arena, the final game of the opening day of this Mingy Beef Jerky HSAA State Tournament, and here at halftime in this game, Franklin County with a 12-point lead on North Laurel, and their defense has really stifled North Laurel's offense, and of course, they did lose their center, Juliana Frazee, to an injury there late in the half. We'll see if she's able to come back, which could affect the second half of this game. We'll go over all the numbers coming up later in the halftime, but right now, the gentleman who serves as president of the KHSAA Board of Control, Daryl Billings, is with us. And sometimes, you know, when he has time over there, he's going to run Tanner Dodge over in Powell County. And, Daryl, thanks for joining us.
We're glad to be here. It's probably, for me, one of the best, other than Christmas for my grandchildren, it's the best time of the year for me.
First state tournament you ever came to, boys or girls?
15 years. I'll be on my 45th boys state tournament when we come next week. So I started about 15. My father brought me down, and I've not missed one in 45 years.
Who played in that very first one? Do you remember?
Oh, my goodness. I'd have to think back, Holly. It had been 78, so I don't know who would have won it. So I don't remember. Of course, at 15, I was just more worried about running around and just, you know, enjoying all the scenery than I was probably watching as much basketball.
I was 10 when my first state tournament, and therefore I remember everything about it because basketball was, but Wes Unseld and Mike Redd, and Clem Haskins were playing that. Made it a little easier to remember, I think.
The only thing I remember at 78, of course, that's the year Kentucky won the national championship in 78. So that was my first year. So that was kind of special. But I remember that was more of my basketball then. I was thinking about the Wildcats than it was high school. But I was here, and I've not missed one in 45 years. And I don't know. It's just part of what I do. It's something we do.
Did you play a lot of basketball growing up?
Yeah, I did. I did. I was small. Of course, I was, as a kid, we played, done all the little league in high school and middle school stuff. And being 5'9 and 145 pounds, I got one choice. Coach Fraley, when I played for Dave, he said, you got one choice. He said, that's take the ball out, we'll bring it up the floor and get it to somebody bigger.
I would try to break into my mimicking of Dave Fraley, but I'm not going to do it because I'd embarrass me and I might embarrass him too, so I don't want to do that. But what a guy. You learned a lot playing for Dave Fraley, didn't you?
I did. I just, more about a role in a basketball team. It's not everybody can score 20 a game, but not everybody can bring it up the floor and dish it where it's supposed to be either. So I learned a lot about the game and learned more probably after I quit playing for him about the game than I did while I played for him. And that's probably because I was too stubborn.
Let's talk about the car business right now. What about electric vehicles right now? Are you selling any of them in this area? What's happening?
Very few. We've done a few of the hybrids. We've done some of the hybrids and sell a few of the hybrids. But I really question where we're headed with the electrical vehicle. I just don't know in our part of the country if it's ever going to be anything that's off the ground anytime soon. But it's probably going to happen maybe in my lifetime. But I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Yeah. You can't do it, because of people from somewhere up on high would probably say, oh, Daryl, don't do that. I always thought some car dealer is going to come out and say, hey, forget the electric cars. Let's go for the hybrids.
Well,
because they seem to really make a lot of sense for me.
For me, hybrids make a lot of sense, and I think the country is going to realize that at some point in time. When you start looking at our electrical situation across our country, I just don't see us being able to do that. And not only that, but the jobs and the taxes that we pay on gasoline tax that takes care of our roads. I made the comment to somebody last week. I said, we go to electric cars, we're going to be driving on gravel and dirt.
We're going to take a break here in a minute because they're going to be giving out an award that we want to catch because it's related to our area. They're making now, and I wish we had time. We'd catch up on everything that they do, but we don't have time to do that and talk to a good guy like you, so we want to make sure we can get it all in. How about the presidency of the KHSAA Board of Control and the responsibility of that? I mean, we're talking about an organization right now. How many young people across the state are involved in sanctioned events?
84,000 kids in Kentucky. 84,000 young men and women in Kentucky involved in Kentucky high school sports. Over 280 member schools.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick because we want to listen to this.
Award recipient Lucy Moore.
Oh, wow.
Due to the pandemic, she was not able to be recognized. Lucy Moore, the 2020 Bridget DeVries Award recipient. Congratulations.
Yeah, anyway, from Round County,
sure.
And Lucy Moore, who has done so much for so many young people across the state and particularly in the Round County area and in the world of cheerleading. She's been really a great force for cheerleaders across Kentucky, and I just want to make sure we got in that she was receiving a special award tonight, the Bridget DeVries Award.
Yeah, I served on the High School Athletic Association Board with Lucy. Lucy was on the board with me for a while, and her husband, Marvin, was actually one of the officials when Coach Fraley won the state championship in 86.
Yeah.
Kind of a small world when you get to meet some of the folks that we've come in contact with over the years.
Yeah. Now, with the KHSAA as the president of the Board of Control, give us an idea, really, what are they expecting of you, Daryl?
Well, I'm probably a little bit more involved than a lot of chairmen have been in the past. I pretty much try to do anything that I'm asked of. I don't care if it's in Mayfield or if it's in Pikeville. So I get to watch a lot of high school basketball, but I'm involved from a leadership perspective. We're involved with the evaluation of our commissioner. We're involved with some of the redistricting things that we have problems. We kind of do a little bit of the extra work on that executive team before it gets to our full board. So it has been a little time-consuming for me, but it's kind of a labor of love. It's kind of like farming. People ask me why I farm sometimes. I go, well, I just like it. You know, it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with I don't get anything out of it. But it's just a labor of love. And 84,000 young men and young women that you can touch in Kentucky, it's important. And I think the more folks that are my age and your age that realize how important high school athletics are and graduating some of those kids that are involved in high school athletics, keeping them in high school athletics, adding new sports every year. We added ladies wrestling this year, adding boys volleyball, adding indoor track. Just keeping those things going and keeping kids involved is, to me, the biggest goal and mission of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association.
The problem is, the staff is spread pretty thin right now. Going to have to add some people, aren't we?
We are. We're getting ready to add a new assistant commissioner. We added a couple folks. We added an officials guy this year. Scott Bottoms does a great job with our officials. It's a constant growth. Since I came on the board 7.5 years ago, we've added 3 employees, and all 3 employees are now busting at the seams. I really don't know how we do it. I say this to folks every year. Say it to our staff. How we do what we do with less than 15 employees is absolutely amazing. That's a testament to those folks that do that job, to Commissioner Packett, to Assistant Commissioner Cope. It's just a testament to how they're structured and what we do as an organization.
And as we talked earlier with a member of the staff who pointed out, there are so many volunteer people that are ready to help out, and so many people that don't need a big check to come and be a part of this, because, hey, putting on a tournament like this, you don't do it with 15 people.
It was funny. 10 years ago, before I went on the board, me and my brother were sitting here watching a ball game, and we kept watching people walk by with these badges on, and he'd say, my goodness, how many people work down there? And I go, I don't know, there's a bunch, aren't they? Well, when I get on the board and I realize that we're working with less than 12 people, and realize that most of the folks that are here helping and assisting, even folks like you all on the radio station we're on right now, it's not a profit opportunity. It's a labor of love, and so many volunteers are involved to make these things go, and it's just continues to be something that's special in Kentucky, and the Commonwealth really does a wonderful job in supporting the High School Athletic Association, and hopefully that will continue for years to come.
Hey, how about give us about 30 to 45 seconds of Tanner Dodge. I'm gonna give you a free shot right now on radio. Bring him in.
Well,
bring him over to Powell County to go into Tanner Dodge and check out a vehicle.
Well, thank you very much. One of the things we've done in the 24 years I've been there, we're getting ready to start our 25th year. One of the things that we're so proud of, and I'm proud of personally as the owner and operator, 83% of my customers that buy a car from me come back and buy again. And that says a lot, not about necessarily me, but about my people and how we want to do business. And it doesn't matter whether it's a pre-owned car or it's an $80,000 new truck. It's important. Our customer is our number one concern, from service to parts to sales to the way we answer the phone to the way we say good morning. And that's a big part of what we do, and I think that's one of the things that I don't have a problem going to church on Sunday morning and worrying about bumping into somebody who had a bad experience. I don't have to worry about going to the grocery store and bumping into somebody who had a bad experience, because I know on a daily basis what goes on in my business, and we're very in touch with our community, very involved in our community. My wife's a retired school teacher. I've got her working for me for free, so that's even better. So, but it's been a great labor of love. That dealership's been a piece of my life now for 25 years, and will continue to be that going forward. We want people to do business with us, and once you do business with us, you'll find you like the way we do business.
Hey, Darrell, thanks for the work you do for the KHSAA on the Board of Control, and thanks for being a good businessman in a small county. 120 across the state of Kentucky. We got a bunch of counties, and small counties need business people who have that high work ethic and want to make sure that business is done right. That's what keeps us going here in the state, and I know you're doing a great job there in Powell County. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you very much, and thank this radio station. You guys do a wonderful job, too. I mean, it's, I don't know how many years it's been since you guys have been down here, but I can remember you guys here for years, and what you do and what your radio stations do
It's pretty special, and it means a lot. And a lot of folks don't realize that until they realize the time that you guys put in and the effort you put in for very little money to do what you do. And it's appreciated more than you realize.
Hey, thank you, Daryl. Hey, we're at halftime. It's 26-14, the lead for Franklin County over Northwell. We'll be back. Second half underway. We'll return in just 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
In that first half of play, again, North Laurel, 5 of 15 from the field, so they shot 33.3%. They only got up 1 3-point shot. And is that because they don't want to shoot a three? Not particularly. The defense on the perimeter has just been really good. They made 4 of 6 free throws to get their 14 points. And individual scoring, Mariella Claybrook, a freshman, came off the bench, played 12 minutes. Hit 3 of 4 shots, got 6 points, got 2 rebounds. She leads the team. Nobody else with more than 3 points, and that's Chloe McKnight. And then 2 points apiece for Jalen Black and Brooke Nicholson, who had only a pair of free throws. Missed all 5 of her field goal attempts here in the first half. Franklin County, they are led by Rachel Shropshire, who has 8, 6 for Kiana Taylor, 4 for Logan Kennedy, and 3 for Madison Jackson in that first half of play, and they hit 58.8%, made 10 of 17 shots, 3 of 6 threes, 3 of 3 from the line. They lead and got out rebounded. Only 17 rebounds in the first half. 10 to 7 for North Laurel. Franklin County moving right to left on your dial in the second half, and they got the ball right now. Taylor floats it in, driving into the lane, and putting up a shot, no good. And the rebound, Kiana Taylor couldn't get it down with McKnight playing behind her and then going down. We get a jump ball situation and a tie up. It'll stay with North Laurel down on the far end of the floor from us. As where certainly right now what you find is that North Laurel, they got to get some offense going. Where's it going to come from? Can they get Nicholson involved? Can they get it into McKnight? Let's see. Nicholson on the left side. Quick fires a three that's no good. Way too hard. Rebounded. She just shot that one out. Just was putting up a shot to get something up there and didn't happen. Now down in low to Kiana Taylor. She missed the shot, but a foul that's going to go on Nicholson, and that is her third, Ivan.
And that's going to be tough. You know, that's going to be tough because it's going to take away some of her aggressiveness the rest of this way as you got, you know, well over 15 minutes left in regulation of this ball game. And you'll take away a little bit of that aggressiveness that she likes to play with.
Free throw is up and good by Taylor, and then Frazee looks like she's done to me for the night.
Yeah, she's already got that ankle iced up, and she came out on crutches. So, yeah, she's definitely done for the evening.
Taylor, second free throw is no good, but the rebound, Franklin County gets it. Battling to get it back in there was Jackson, and she does, and then shot up the lane, no good. And the rebound is claimed by North Laurel. Here they go, Combs. Coming down. Again, it's 27-14. Franklin County almost doubling the score on North Laurel here early in the third quarter, but still plenty of time for North Laurel to try to put together a run. Their offense is just stagnant. Here's Nicholson down the lane, fans it right side. There's an open three that is no good. Put up by Jalen Black, and the rebound bringing it out of there is Logan Kennedy. Right side, Shropshire fires a three that's so good. She put it up too hard. Comes hard off the glass. Rebound. Nicholson's got it. Nicholson is running. She's going to try to go all the way. and got bumped, and the foul did get called. Nicholson will go to the line. That personal foul will be against. Well, they're going to call it on Jackson. I thought it might have been Logan Kennedy, but Jackson gets the foul call.
Even what you think could be great opportunities for North Laurel, this Franklin County team can recover so fast. I mean, their ability, you know, it's not so much what McKnight and Nicholson are trying to do, because Franklin has done such a good job putting pressure on the ball. They're putting pressure on the ball. You can't even see or find McKnight or Nicholson right now.
Nicholson does knock down a pair of free throws. She has 4 points all on free throws, 27-16. The Flyers the lead, 6:20 to play. Third quarter, Shropshire dumps it down into the right corner. Nothing available over there. Now Shropshire moves over the left wing and takes it. Goes down to Jackson on the left baseline. Take it away. Yeah, making that steal in there. And then we get a whistle and a ball is knocked away. No, there's going to be a foul call. It's going to go against Franklin County's Madison Jackson.
Gracie McKnight.
That's her third.
Gracie McKnight came in there and just ripped that ball away. Just showing that aggression on the ball right there.
So North Laurel, basket here, they get it back under 10 points. That's the first step in a comeback into Coy McKnight. Turns right in the lane and gets the shot blocked. Battle for the rebound. Nicholson comes out of there with it. Nicholson goes for the basket. She got fouled, put it in anyway. Don't call. How'd they not call that foul?
For the old fans that remember when Keith Bogans played for UK, she did a Keith Bogans move where she went through her like a fullback carrying that ball.
Hey, bring it on. Give me all the contact you want. I'm going to put it in. 27-18. She's got six, trying to motivate her team. There's a ball knocked away, but Kennedy gets it back. Driving in, going for the basket, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Chloe McKnight. That'll be her second.
And it must have been a foul. From my vantage point, I couldn't tell if she made contact with her, because I could see a couple of the other players from North Laurel kind of react, but Chloe McKnight never reacted as if, oh, wow, you called that on me.
So at the free throw line is Leia Hogan, and Leia puts the free throw up and in for her first point of the night. Hogan will shoot another one, and now coming out of the Flyer lineup is Madison Jackson is in to replace her, the freshman Micaiah Wheeler. Coach Stacker keeping his players rested all night long. Free throw up, no good, bounces out, rebound grabbed by Jalen Black. 28-18. There's an opportunity, you know, you're down 11, you're down 9. Now driving for the basket and all the way and putting it up and in.
Nice step
is Haley Combs.
The effect of not having Juliana Frazee out there makes it look a little bit differently on the inside there.
28-20. Now going down, driving for the basket, putting up a shot and missing it is Wheeler, but rebound by Franklin County. Keanu Taylor gets it, and we get a foul. And that's going to go against.
Yep, that's on Nicholson.
Nicholson has picked up her fourth foul.
Well, we saw this earlier today when Chaylin Steele picked up a couple of fouls that you knew would affect the game potentially.
She comes out, and coming in her place is Mariella Holbrook. I mean, Claybrook, not Holbrook.
Which is
an entry pass. There was a foul right there.
That was a foul. You're right.
And they didn't call it. And North Laurel had a steal.
Because they didn't call it, they're going to lose possession of this ball on the jump ball. Wow. Yeah, she got hit immediately after she made that nice steal on the inbound.
That is right in front of us. That was and right in front of Coach Joey Thacker. He says, thank you, Mr. Official, for not calling that one. And Franklin kind of gets the ball back. 4:44 to go. Third quarter, and the Lady Flyers up by 8. Out front, Wheeler gives the ball to Shropshire, right back to Wheeler. Now over in the right corner. Nothing there. Now they throw it into backcourt. It'll be picked up by Shropshire, and that'll be an over-the-back call. North Laurel gets it back. Momentum very slowly kind of changing, Ivan.
Well, it really is. And, again, you go back to just not having Juliana Frazee out on the floor. What it does on both ends of the floor right now for Franklin County.
Franklin County defensively. What are they, 1-3-1 maybe? I don't know. Driving down the lane, we get a whistle and a foul on the Lady Flyers. As going for the basket was Haley Combs.
It's called huddle around McKnight. That's the defense.
We're just going to huddle around her because we don't want them to dump it down into her because she could be a problem for Franklin County.
Leah Hogan gets the foul, but Combs has missed the free throw. Has another one coming. Combs with 3 points in the game, a sophomore, has hit only one of three free throws. Now come to the scores table is Emma Carl for, and she's going to come in for Chloe McKnight.
This is going to be interesting. I know he's Coach Mahan's trying to get a little breather here for McKnight, but this will be interesting to see how this plays out.
Here is Combs, second free throw, puts it in.
They're going to go some full court pressure.
28-21, but no problem, and Wheeler dumps it down to Shropshire, who puts it up and in and draws the foul. The foul will go against Holbrook, or Claybrook, her first. I don't know where I've come up with Holbrook. There's none in the game. Second time today, Ivan, I've manufactured a name. I don't know.
you like these names. You're playing wordplay with all these names.
Shropshire going for a three-point play, puts it up and in. 11 points for Rachel Shropshire. She can get punch points in a bunch. And 31-21, and now out of the lineup for the Lady Flyers is Leah Hogan.
Holbrook's the pharmacy in Moorhead. Maybe that's where you get the feeling.
I don't know. Back into the Franklin County lineup is Alexandria Newton. Played just briefly in the first half. She's back in there now. Claybrook, skip pass over. Left side, there's a three on the way that does not go down. Rebound by Claybrook, back up and in off after the miss by Gracie McKnight.
It looked like she may have been fouled by Shropshire right there on the putback.
31-23. Here is Shropshire for a three, good.
Well, and that was the player you had to know where she was. You weren't concerned about Wheeler shooting that jump shot, but you had to identify where Rachel Shropshire was.
Shropshire with her third three of the game. She's now got 14 points, and we got a timeout on the floor. 3:41 left in the third quarter. The Flyers back up by 11 over Northwell. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Well, Juliana Frazee in that first half had 5 points, blocked three shots, had a couple of steals, but she's out of the Flyer lineup now. But the Lady Flyers kind of changed direction a little bit. Now they have quicker players in there overall, and they're back up by 11. Northwell trying to make a run. They've got one of their key players, Nicholson, out. And there's a steal by Franklin County. Coming down is Kennedy, and she goes up for the shot. It's blocked out of bounds. Flyers will keep it.
Again, you've got to be cognizant of that length and athleticism on these defenders for Franklin County. You got to get them off their feet. You got to give ball fakes. It's just going to be hard to try to make a pass directly past these players. You still got more confetti coming down. I've been seeing it all day today. Every once in a while, a little piece of confetti falls from the top of Rupp Arena.
The confetti clouds are dropping it. Here's entry pass, trouble, and now they just throw it away. Coming up with a steal, Haley Combs. North Laurel with a 3:10 left, third quarter. They're down by 11. They get it to Claybrook, and now inside to McKnight, who's back in there. Chloe McKnight goes up, blocked. Kiana Taylor, and Kiana Taylor comes away with the ball. Or defensive play by Kiana Taylor. Not as tall as McKnight, but use those long arms. Now Taylor has down the left baseline, driving for the basket along the baseline. Went all the way under, sends it outside. The shot almost banked in. A rebound by Taylor up, no good, but she gets fouled. Kiana Taylor's going to go to the line.
I almost saw about, our third or fourth, like, unintentional bank shot go in.
Chloe McKnight gets her third foul, and we got a timeout on the floor. So things continue to go Franklin County's way in this game. They're up by 11, but plenty of time for Northwell to make a run. We'll be back at Rupp Arena and the Girls Sweet 16, brought to you by the Family Wealth Group. We'll return in 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Franklin County, they had just two seniors, Shropshire and Newton. The rest of this lineup, everybody's going to be back again next year, Ivan. They're going to be another strong contender.
And that's the thing about it. You know, as we've gone through this season, we've seen how this team has really kind of matured as a team and, you know, trying to play to their strengths at times. And their strength is their versatility.
Keanu Taylor at the free throw line for... The free throw puts it up and in. Well, Taylor made a great defensive play on the other end.
Yeah.
Came back and got a rebound and has made a free throw and has 8 points in the game. A 6 foot junior. This one rims out and the rebound is claimed by Mariella Claybrook. 35-23, 12 point lead for Franklin County.
Nicholson's back in the game for North Laurel with those 4 fouls.
On the left side, they go down to Chloe McKnight, but too far from the basket. Dumps it low to Nicholson, fans it back out. There's a three that's well off the mark by Claybrook and goes out of bounds back to Franklin County.
Shot it too fast. And they try to use Nicholson on the offensive possession right there, the offensive defensive substitution there.
Yeah, right back into the game. Now comes Emma Carl, the eighth grader. He's a very strong eighth grader.
Yeah.
She's guarding the freshman, Makai Wheeler. That's a good matchup. A couple of young players going at it. Wheeler throws it across the timeline and now gets it back, top of the key. Starts to drive in the lane. Carl falls down. Fans it left side, three up, no good. Battle for the loose ball. And we got a jump ball. That was Alexandria Newton that put up that three-point shot that didn't go. And now Franklin County will get back into the game. Leia Hogan. And Nicholson comes back in for Carl.
Coach Thacker, it's a blessing and a curse when you have all these interchangeable parts, especially the young players, because you're trying to figure out who's playing well at what time and knowing that mistakes are going to happen when you have some of these young players in at times.
Left side, McKnight gives it back out to Claybrook. Claybrook kind of running the point right now. They go inside. Chloe McKnight gives it off to Claybrook, who lays it in.
Nice interior passing from Chloe McKnight to Claybrook there.
35-25, 1:36 to go here in the third quarter. Northwell trying to get another steal turnover. One and done, and they get back the other way. See if they get this thing under 10 going to the last quarter here. Taylor goes down the right side, challenges McKnight, puts up the shot, missed it, rebound. Out of there is Nicholson, runs it down, going to go all the way, flips it up, no good. Just trying to do a little bit too much on her own that time, and it didn't happen, and back the other way comes Wheeler.
She's gone.
Nicholson has fouled out of the game.
Got too close to the fire right there. Yeah, she knew she could have a chance of knocking that ball free from Wheeler, but you can't take that chance. And that was just a tough, I think she was still frustrated from the missed layup. And we see that so often in these young players.
106 to play in the third quarter as Nicholson goes out with 6 points on the night. She's a junior.
Yeah.
But you, hey, You may never get back on this court again. You don't know.
Things are getting tougher and tougher there in that 13th region down there.
Wheeler, who has played well, the freshman off the bench for Coach Joy Thacker, puts in the free throw, her first point of the game. Franklin can't get into the free throw line a lot now in this game. Another free throw good. And the lead back to a dozen at 37-25. And now leaving the game is Alexandria Newton, and back in is Logan Kennedy. Logan Kennedy, the sophomore, has played well tonight. North Laurel. Get it inside. Chloe McKnight fans it back out. Nothing on the perimeter. Claybrook comes. Deep right corner. Kennedy's all over her. Clock at 44 seconds to go in the third. Where will the offense come from right now?
Yeah, they just haven't been ready to shoot the ball when they catch it, especially after the ball goes inside.
Now they are. A three out of the left side is no good off the front of the iron by Jalen Black. On the rebound, we get a jump ball.
Gracie McKnight did a great job there.
The possession arrow will send it to Franklin County. Now Carl's going to come in and replace Jalen Black.
They like Carl's size and athleticism to guard in these situations.
Kiana Taylor comes out for Franklin County. How valuable she has been. Replaced in there by Kennedy. Good dribbles down the left side. Gives it in the corner. Now down the lane. Putting a shot up. No good block. Falling to the floor after the missed shot for Franklin County. As coming into the game there was Abby Hubbard. Now left corner, and the three-point shot put up by Claybrook just rimmed out. Franklin County running. They get it ahead. Laying it up and in is Leah Hogan. Her first field goal of the game, and Franklin County expands the lead. The Lady Flyers, 39. North Laurel, 25. That's how we'll begin quarter number four when we return to Rupp Arena in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
On the Clark's Pump and Shop race is really gone. They had some young girls out there. Probably 7 and 8, Ivan, something like that, and they are having a big time. And they were in blue and green, so I don't know. They may have all been from North Laurel, but somebody won, and I'm sure they'll get something special from Clark's Pump and Shop. And we've got 8 minutes to play, and I don't know if I don't really know what to say that you think that can happen for this North Laurel team to try to turn things around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they've either got to hope Chloe McKnight can get going down on that inside, or that Claybrook can get some offense going, because that seems like those are two most viable options right now.
North Laurel has the ball as we come back to this fourth quarter. Right side, Black with it, a little guard. She's going to fire that left-handed three, right side, no good off front of the rim. And getting on a run out, coming racing the other way, goes Hogan, who goes under the basket. Her shot was partially tipped in there. And then where it's going to go out of bounds, it'll go back to North Laurel.
Yeah, Wheeler saved it for a brief moment, but was unable to be successful on the tightrope of that baseline.
So North Laurel, they get it back again. They just cannot generate enough offense right now, Ivan.
They really can't. They struggle throughout the night against this defense of Franklin County.
Right now they got both players, kind of big players operating inside. Claybrook fans it back outside to Black. Black dribbles around looking for some opening in there.
You know, you got Shropshire at the point of this defense. It's tough to find any angle.
Yeah, 6-1 and over to Claybrook, but Kennedy right with her, but we get a whistle and a foul. Is this going to be on Kennedy? Shoot, Logan Kennedy gets called for that foul. I didn't see much there, but her second personal. 7:05 to play in the game. Entry pass, Claybrook down into the lane, and dumps a pass in to Chloe McKnight and puts it up and in.
Did a clear little space there, did Chloe McKnight. That was an excellent look in by Claybrook.
39-27. You never know what can happen. Get a stop, hit a three, single digits with 6 minutes to go. It can happen. Kennedy gives it up in long range to Wheeler. Boy, Wheeler's played well off the bench, just helping handle the ball, get it in the right spots. Hogan, now left corner, a three is up, and it is no good by Shropshire, and here we go. Running down the floor, Haley Combs goes into the corner, no shot there. Combs, and now Claybrook goes into the free throw line, jump shot, rims out.
Oh, well, that was a tough miss.
Right down in, but it wouldn't stay. And
she did everything right there. She stepped away from that three-point shot to get a better shot.
Here driving down inside, wide open under the basket for Franklin County, putting it up and in for the Lady Flyers. And that was Malaric Walton, who's in the game, a 6-foot junior. And it is 41-27, and Northwell is going to take a timeout. 5:47 to play. The lead is 14, and we'll take this timeout. Don't go away. We're back at Rupp Arena 1 minute from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Bands are here tonight, Franklin County Band. They have had some great bands over the years at Franklin County. And
I like the two bass drum players that have the fedoras on.
Oh, yeah.
They're my spirit animals. I like that.
Northwell taking the timeout. Only 5:47 to go. They've got time to make a run, but it's got to happen. They can't wait any longer. Claybrook gives it down the corner to McKnight, and here's Claybrook driving in, puts up an 8-footer that rolls off. Chloe McKnight battling for the rebound, gets fouled.
Logan's like, that wasn't a foul on me. I mean, she came down with a hammer on the back of McKnight there.
Who's that on?
That was on Leia Hogan.
So Hogan gets her third foul. Common foul. McKnight driving into the lane. Couldn't get a shot up. Gives it back outside. I made a good decision. She just couldn't get a good look. Why just put it up there? They need points. Can't wait lost time, but you can't just throw it up anyway. And there's an offensive foul on little Jalen Black.
I thought they were letting them play, and to have that be the call with such minimal contact, I thought that was unfair to her right there, just in that situation.
because they came and bumped first, and then when she tried to clear her space, you're going to call an offensive foul. I thought it was not fair.
Chloe McKnight is out of the lineup as in to replace her. Comes to Emma Carl back in there. Franklin County with it. And Franklin County, now they're going to run some clock. 5 minutes to play. Carl driving and guarding Wheeler, who drives in the lane, puts it in, and draws the foul.
Big shot. Big shot right there.
Yeah, the foul on Ham. You know, when you see Coach Thacker leaving a player like Wheeler in the game as much, you know that she has been performing in practice. You know that he thinks she's ready for the moment. She's a freshman, and he's saying, hey, I'm going to put you to the test right here, and she has certainly lived up to it. Free throw is up and good. She has 5 points along with the good foreplay, and it is 44-27.
Well, we just go back to a couple of possessions ago where North Laurel, you thought, had a chance to get it down to 10. They missed a great opportunity, and then they went to 14. In the blink of an eye.
Just under five to play. Black has the ball tipped away, and Black probably got away with a foul, and then we get a jump ball, I think. And well, possession arrow is going to give it to Franklin County.
They can just be so good on the ball, boy, I tell you. It's never ending, too. I mean, with the way Coach Thacker can just continue to sub in.
Well, he's got a
his pantry's full, isn't it?
He's got a pantry full. Right? He goes in there.
He's got ramen noodles. He's got, you know, he's got some Viennese sausages. He's got some chips.
This is vegetable soup, and he's got all the vegetables to put in there.
Man.
We got a timeout taken right now. We've got only 4:47 to go. It's a 44-27 Franklin County lead, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
I just thought about one of my great teachers over the years, Arthur Hawkins. When Arthur was going to give you, when Mr. Hawkins was going to give you a test, it was going to be a feedback. And he was going to cook it up good.
Jelly bean.
Yeah. There's a ball deflected out of bounds. Mr. Hawkins was, what an educator he was as a coach and teacher and administrator.
Friend of the family for me, seeing him on Sunday mornings in that trench coat.
On the inbound, of breaking wide open and laying it up in is Leah Hogan, who now has 5 points, and it is 46-27. The lead continuing to expand with 4.5 to go. The ball is knocked away, but Ham gets it back and got it knocked away again, but finally gets in the hands of Claybrook. And Claybrook fires a three up that's short, and the rebound, Franklin County, here they come. Kennedy gives the ball over to Micaiah Wheeler, who just holds it and kind of backs away on the dribble now. The ball is taken away. A nice defensive play by Heidi Combs, who comes down, goes under and missed the layup. Wheeler with a nice defensive job after that, and she comes back the other way, creates numbers. And Kennedy's going to pass up the shot. Logan Kennedy could have shot a wide-open three right side. Didn't need it. Needed the clock to run. 3:48 to go. Working with the ball. Leah Hogan.
Like chasing rabbits now.
Yeah. Kennedy gives it off to Wheeler. Dribbles left against Ham. It is a true delay game right now. They finally throw the ball away out of bounds. And North Laurel will get it.
And Coach Thacker is a little bit upset. He thinks the referee allowed a little bit of jostling to happen to contribute to that turnover. But
3:21 left. Leah Hogan, the junior, comes out of the lineup. And back in to replace her is Madison Jackson. Black and Cooper out front. And now there's a three that is, well, what a high shot that didn't get close to the basket from Jalen Black and pulled out of the air.
We didn't have a cloud in the sky today, but that one still hits him.
Deanna Taylor.
Had a little precipitation on that one.
2:50 left. Black out there defending Kennedy on the perimeter. Wheeler, Ham with her. Ham really trying to put the pressure on. Wheeler goes underneath, wide open as Taylor lays it up and in. Deanna Taylor. She has 10 points now. 48-27. North Laurel just can't score. Now, down the lane, putting it up and in and drawing the foul is Haley Holmes. Chance at a three-point play. The foul is going to be against Madison Jackson. And we get a timeout. 2:27 left. 48-29. Franklin County looking impressive here tonight in the Sweet 16. Ready to move on. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We've got only 2:27 to go.
Joey Thacker doesn't lack of intensity, does he?
Oh, he's coaching a one-point game right now. I tell you that.
The doctor, you know, didn't do his blood pressure. He'd be like, hey, you need to chill out a little bit, coach.
Collins puts the free throw up and in.
He's mad about every point that shows up on that board for the opponent.
48-30, our score, with 2:23 to go. Kennedy out near the timeline, operating against Combs. Sends it over on the left wing. Is back in the game now is Charlize Kennedy, the junior. Out front, dribbling with the ball is Madison Jackson. They've got ball handlers in there. Shropshire is in there. Takes it way out on the right wing. Uses that link. Boy, she can hold that ball up high. Then she threw it away. Interception by Jalen Black, and Black gets fouled. And that is a personal foul is going to be on Charlize Kennedy, C-H-A-R-L-I-Z-E, 5'5 junior.
This is where, really, you know, Franklin County is going to have to sharpen up between now and Friday because Butler can put that pressure back on them and create opportunities.
There's a three that's up and no good by Claybrook, and on the bounce of the rebound, we get a foul that'll go against North Laurel.
North Laurel just struggling from beyond the arc in this game.
Gracie McKnight gets the foul.
Over 11 for the Lady Jags.
North Laurel is hitting 29% overall, and they have not made a three.
Then the stat we talked about in the last game, you know, the assists to made baskets, 13 assists to 17 made baskets from Franklin County.
Wheeler races all the way down for the basket and gets fouled going up.
She'll get hard there. I hope she's
Okay, I don't think she hit anything like cameras or anything like that underneath the basket.
A foul on Carl. And at the free throw line, Micaiah Wheeler has 5 points in the game. 3 of 3 from the stripe. Free throw is up and good. Well, here's a little 5'4 freshman. State tournament, she's made 4 of 4 free throws. She handles the ball. She has figured out what you got to do to play. If you're going to be in the game, you got to do certain things, and you better make free throws. And she finally missed one. I talked her right out of it. But rebounded by Franklin County, and the back out to Wheeler, and they control it. 19-point lead, 49-30. And we only got 1:35 to go. Franklin County just trying to wear this clock out and move on to Friday. Wheeler and Kennedy out front. Shropshire comes out to take it. Well, when you got Shropshire, she just pulled that ball up high. And
she's a relief valve.
They do have Claybrook out on her now with equal height. Taylor drives in on the right side, lays it up and in.
Nothing but a layup. You know, she even thought about it. She's like, are we supposed to be running the clock, or can I take a layup?
Can I take? Am I allowed? And there's at the other end, Gracie McKnight misses the shot. And a rebound by Franklin County, 51-30. Didn't expect this game to get out of hand like this, but now Franklin County throws it out of bounds. And
but that's the thing about this tournament, Dan. Even some of the better teams in the state can be humbled on any given night. When you get in these brackets, you're playing against another really good team. You know, they don't give these invites out to people. You got to earn them.
Now we have wholesale. Somewhat wholesale substitutions. We've got Bella Mahan, the coach's daughter, I bet. A 5'3 eighth grader is getting a chance to be into the game right now.
Got those specs on.
And they also have, one player I don't even have on the roster here. Here right now, Claybrook drives in, puts it off the glass, no good. Players hit the deck, rebound Franklin County, 33 seconds to go. And Claybrook has sprained her ankle. And I hope that is all it is. She's down.
Yeah, Begley is the player that you missed. You got her on your sheet there. You just.
Oh, okay. So Claybrook is going to be helped off the floor. I'm impressed with Claybrook. I mean, she had 10 points tonight. She is a 6'2 freshman and a player to certainly watch. I mean, she seems to have a lot of skills as a young player. Paisley Kilburn, a 5'5 eighth grader. 7 middle schoolers are on the roster for North Laurel. Now we got Franklin County has got an offensive foul, Logan Kennedy. So North Laurel gets the ball back, 32 seconds to go. Pass comes in to Abby Hubbard. And Mahan gives it up, driving the right baseline and putting the shot up as Kilburn gets it blocked. Franklin County has it.
Impressive performance, Dan, by Franklin County.
Sure is. They're just going to run the clock down. 10 seconds to go.
I hope Juliana Frazee can recover from this injury by Friday.
Doesn't look promising for her, certainly, on down there at the end of the bench on crutches. But that's it. It's all over. 51-30, the final score, the win for Franklin County. And we'll be back and recap it for you after we step out a couple of minutes from Rupp Arena on the Gateway Sports Network.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Franklin County shot the ball and North Laurel didn't. And to give the Franklin County defense a lot of credit for that, Ivan.
It was. It was a good, very impressive defensive performance. We saw some really good defense being played today in the four games today, Dan. And, you know, all four winners in this bracket side of the bracket. You know, you have to think, you know, whoever were to represent this side of the bracket get to Saturday evening can give themselves a chance playing good, solid defense. But this Franklin County defense tonight just really suffocated North Laurel. You know, they took away their number one option in Brooke Nicholson early in this ball game and often. And a lot of it wasn't just related to just, you know, sticking to her. They took it away from putting the pressure on the ball. You know, a lot of times you say, well, you know, track this player, stay with this player, face guard her, don't let her get the – well, she couldn't get the ball because the people that were the primary ball handlers couldn't find her. You know, and that was just because, you know, the athleticism, the quickness, and the length of those guards out on the perimeter for Franklin County. And it's relentless because Coach Thacker can go to his bench and pull a couple more off and you don't lose anything. And even when they kind of went to that zone and they had Shropshire at the top, you know, Black didn't know what to do with the ball. Her Combs, when they had the ball out top, they were like, where do I go with the ball? Because I got this girl that's 6'1", that can move, that can leap, that's creating all kinds of problems for me. I have no sight line into the post or to that wing easily to get the ball over to Nicholson or to Chloe McKnight.
Individual numbers. First for North Laurel. They're led in scoring by Combs, their little point guard. No, excuse me, Claybrook. The freshman came in. She had 10 points, 5 of 13 from the field, 4 rebounds and an assist to lead her team. Combs, the point guard, had 7 points, 6 for Nicholson, 4 on free throws. She was just 1 of 8 from the field. And then 5 for Chloe McKnight, the center, who had only 3 rebounds in the game. And then you had 2 points for Black, their total of 30 points, 11 of 40 from the field, missed all 12 of their 3-point shots, 8 of 11 from the line. Franklin County is led by Shropshire with 14 points, Taylor with a dozen, and then a lot of other people chipping in. Wheeler had 6, 5 for Frazee before she went down with the injury. 5 for Hogan, 4 for Kennedy, 3 for Jackson, 2 for Walton. They hit 18 of 35 from the field. They shoot 51.4%, make 4 of 11 threes, 11 of 15 from the line. Win the rebound battle 29 to 21, led in that department by Taylor with 6 rebounds. And how about little Wheeler? 9 assists, Ivan.
Yeah, she was solid in the – I think, you know, we talked about it about a month ago when she had to fill in with Leia Hogan being out for spring country. She probably got a lot of valuable time on the floor handling the ball. And you even saw tonight, late in the game, she was out on the floor as opposed to Leia Hogan, somebody that, you know, Coach Thacker even mentioned, feels like she needs to play well for this team to have its best success or be at its optimum.
She had those 9 assists, and assists overall were 14-4 in favor of Franklin County. So the Flyers move on. They win their 30th game of the season. Franklin County at 30-6, and North Laurel wraps up a 29-6 campaign here with the loss tonight. So moving on today, Bowling Green over Owsley County, 46-44. McCracken County over Russell, 50-33. Bowling Green and McCracken County at 11 a.m. on Friday. Then Butler beat Anderson County 58-49, and near Franklin County over North Laurel 51-30. Butler and Franklin County will play at 1:30 on Friday in the other upper bracket quarterfinal round game. We'll be back and set the stage for tomorrow's action for you right after we step out here for 90 seconds and this timeout on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We are.
I can't deal with either one of y'all.
We are back now, I believe, Ivan.
We are back.
We're having too much fun. At the end of the day, it's almost, you get a little slap happy, Ivan.
You do. I feel energized. It might be a slight energy drink I had earlier, but I feel a little energized. I'm ready to go for day 2 of the opening round. Today has been a beautiful day. I'm sure it was beautiful outside and wouldn't have mind being out there enjoying it like some of y'all have, but, this is my happy place right here today. And so,
it's a little bit cool in Rupp Arena if you're coming, it's showing 69 degrees here down on the floor, and it feels, maybe even a little bit cooler than that. But anyway, tomorrow we'll kick things off, and it should be a dandy. Bethlehem and Pikeville. Play at 11 a.m. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to see a lot of talent in that game. We're going to see one of the great inside players. We're going to see one of the great guards in the state. We're going to see, two teams that have been very competitive in the past. They'll start things. And then at 1:30, Owensboro and Henderson County will go down the western part of the state. And, boy, those are two schools that have battled a lot in the past. Tomorrow night, it'll be Clark County and Sacred Heart. Moving in at 6 p.m. And Joel Bennett and Bobby Baldwin will step in and share tomorrow night's action with you. In Game 2, Cooper and Danville Christian will be the battle. And, well, again, whoever wins, Clark County or Sacred Heart, then they look at a second game where they would probably face Cooper, although Danville Christian is 29-2, and they have a 6'4 player who's really talented, but you think about Sacred Heart or Clark County and Cooper in the quarterfinal round, and then you'd have Bethlehem or Pikeville or Owensboro or Henderson County waiting in the semifinals. I mean, to win the state tournament, hey, Sacred Heart's the favorite. They may do it. They'll earn it. Whoever comes out and wins this tournament on Saturday night, they're going to earn it, Ivan.
Yeah, they really are. And like I said, you know, everybody talked about how loaded the bracket is on the bottom half that we'll see tomorrow. There are some quality teams here. I mean, it just really is. Now, you know, essentially we're down to 12. We'll trim it down to 8 in total tomorrow. There will be nobody that comes through these 4 days successfully. You can't say that they didn't earn it. Nobody really got an easy trip. You know, we've said that in the past before. There's been teams that have gotten an easy trip through. I don't think you can say it about this year's tournament based upon those opening round matchups and then what we think could result in a quarterfinal matchup on Friday. I just don't think there's an easy route for anybody through this tournament.
Hey, well, join us tomorrow, won't you? Thanks a lot to all of our sponsors, including the Family Wealth Group. They are our lead sponsor on our state tournament coverage, but to all of our great sponsors, we appreciate them, and thanks to everyone involved. And most of all, thank you for listening. When you can't be here, hope you'll share with us here on WMST AM and FM and WMST Radio, where you can listen live. For now, for Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all of our crew working behind the scenes so diligently to get the job done for you, Ivan Rawls on color, and I'm Dan Manley. Thanks a lot for being with us throughout the day. Join us tomorrow. We'll join you a little bit after 10:30 with our opening game, Bethlehem and Pikeville, and be with you throughout the day tomorrow. Until then, from Rupp Arena and the KHSAA, Mingy Beef Jerky, Sweet 16. So long, everybody.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.